It really is amazing the conversations that you can overhear or get involved in my local barber shop. Today, I was involved in a very interesting conversation about life, the universe and everything, so nothing too deep, really. But it involved the subject of, basically, we're on this world, on this earth, in this existence for a finite amount of time. And it really does amaze me, personally, how people spend their days, their weekends, their life, with that fact, or with knowing that fact, that we're only on this earth for a finite amount of time. And there was a few different angles to the conversation. There was a few different people involved. One of the gentlemen that was talking was basically saying that there is nothing he likes more than sitting in his house with his feet up, watching the TV, and he'd quite happily spend every night and every one of his days off from work doing that. And he basically said that that was his way of enjoying life. Sit there with a few tinnies of beer, as they say, a few cans of beer, cigarettes, and just basically waste the night away watching TV. Now, it takes all sorts to make up this world that we live in, and to each his own, as the saying goes. But for me, as I was saying, it fascinates me. Everyone knows that death is an inevitability. So we're only on this earth for a finite amount of time. And yes, there is no counter. There is no countdown saying you've got X amount of days left. But I think that will be beneficial for some people. Now, this is only an opinion, really. I mean, I am no expert on this. I'm no philosopher or anything like that. The only philosopher that I take note of is the legend that is Stephen Patrick Morrissey. But my view is that why waste your life in front of the TV? And as the legendary philosopher Stephen Patrick Morrissey once said, there are brighter sides to life and I should know because I've seen them. It doesn't have to be jet-setting around the world. It doesn't have to be spending all of your life savings on going and doing amazing experiences. It can be just walking out the front door and having a wander on the local footpaths or something like that. See, my problem is I struggle with downtime like that. If I've got a little bit of downtime, I have to fill it with something. And maybe that's just my personality. I have to fill it with something that I deem as worthwhile. And worthwhile is subjective, I suppose. It's all dependent on what sort of person you are. But for me, worthwhile is achieving something or quality time or something like that. And I suppose maybe the guy was right. You can have quality time with the family in front of the TV. But that's not my way of achieving my quality time with the family. I would rather be out walking the dog or something like that, having conversations and not just and taking whatever is piped through the tube via the television. Now, I say this now as I'm sat in my car, or sitting in my car, outside the doctor's. I'm about to go in and have my injections for my trip to Asia, which is happening in less than a month now. And yes, I was saying that it's not all about jet-setting around the world or anything like that. Well, I'm not jet-setting. I'm flying to Asia and we're backpacking. There's going to be no glamour or anything like that. But surely life has got to be about the memories that you can pack in. And whether that be walking the local trails or walking in the hills or whatever takes you fancy. But for me, if I get to the grand old age of 80 or 90 and I look back at my days and think, yeah, that was well spent, then surely it was a good life. But for me, I don't think that yeah, that was well spent in front of the TV would qualify as a life well spent. And like I say, it's very interesting. Every time I go into that particular barber's, a couple of the guys have got really strong opinions and they always seem to take a contrary position. So there is always a nice debate going off there. Some I agree with, some I don't. But it's always interesting to get involved in the conversation. So this is, I suppose, this is my version of Mac's morning thoughts. This is Dean's afternoon thoughts. So, yeah. Maybe that's just the way my brain works. See, for me, I kick myself. You know, if I've got a day off or something like that, and if I don't achieve something during the day, whether that be going somewhere or creating something, I feel like I've wasted the day. And until they invent the self-cleaning house and the self-cleaning clothes, I know things like that need to be done. But if I don't fill the day or at least achieve one thing during the day, then it's not good. So yeah, I'm going to be injected with all sorts of different things at the minute. Having my immunizations done for the trip to Asia. We're going flying into Thailand. My friend Ray and I and his two brother-in-laws are going, and it's going to be an amazing trip. The only things really that we've got planned at the minute are the flights, and that is it. Everything else is just going to fall into place when we get there. I've had a quick look on top 10 things to do in Thailand, Malaysia, Vietnam, etc., and plotted them all on a Google map, and we'll just see how we go. But yeah, it amazes me the conversations that can take place in the barbershop.